Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro released a grand jury report slamming the State Department of Environmental Protection's oversight of the fracking industry. The 243-page report is the product of a 2-year grand jury investigation. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips has been following the investigation. She spoke with the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier about what was in the report.
So, Susan, Attorney General Josh Shapiro was pretty scathing in his press conference on what that has happened with this industry in the state. What was his overall message here?
I think the message was two things, Reed. One is they were completely unprepared and uneducated about the gas industry. And they were also unwilling, seemingly unwilling to provide any real oversight of the industry, especially in the beginning, you know, when this really started to ramp up in 2008, 2009, as you recall, that was under Governor Ed Rendell, a Democrat. And then Governor Corbett came in, a Republican who was very much supportive of the gas industry. And then he lost his election to Governor Wolf, in part because Wolf was so critical of his oversight of the gas industry. But lo and behold, if you read this report, you know, the grand jury faults DEP under all three administrations.
Yeah, and we actually have a cut of Shapiro talking about the shortcomings of the DEP right here.
We can't rely on big corporations to police themselves. After all, they report to their investors and their shareholders. That's their job. It's the government's job to set and enforce the ground rules that protect the public interest through multiple administrations. They failed to do that.
So there are stories in this report about, heavy traffic causing clouds of dust, noxious fumes from frack water impoundments, people getting sick, kids having nosebleeds. You know, a lot of these stories sound really familiar if you were reading the news or listening to your reporting from the early days of the fracking industry. How much of this is sort of new, I guess?
Yeah, well, it's not new to me. I definitely remember, you know, going back to 2011, 2012, traveling up to Northeast Pennsylvania and also out in your neck of the woods, Southwestern Pennsylvania, talking to people who were basically telling me the same things, right? They had bad air, they had bad water, they had all, you know, nosebleeds, strange symptoms that the doctors didn't know how to treat or didn't know what the origins were. And these were people who never met each other and didn't know each other who were telling me the same stories. And they also consistently told me that DEP, as well as the Department of Health, did not answer any of their questions, did not seem to respond, did not seem to really do a thorough job of investigation. You know, they would show me these, you know, they would turn on their tap water and it would come out brown or black, and they would show me the report from DEP where the DEP inspector would say the water was fine and it was fine to drink. So I think what Attorney General Josh Shapiro said in his press conference Thursday was that there was this large gap between what the Pennsylvania Constitution guarantees, which is the right to clean air and clean water, and what a lot of these people were experiencing out in the shale fields, especially in the beginning of the gas rush. And apparently, you know, a lot of people today, their water has not been cleaned up, and DEP still seems to, according to the grand jury report, still seems to ignore a lot of these complaints.
So what is the grand jury recommending? I know that I listened to the press conference. I know that there are some recommendations. Can you just highlight a couple for us?
One of the main recommendations is the distance between a well site and a home, right? I mean, right now it's 500 feet. And basically what this grand jury report is saying is that's just way too close. And they're recommending 2,500 feet.
So what is the, there's a lot to for the DEP to respond here, but what has their response been so far?
It's interesting. There's two responses, essentially. There's the response from the DEP lawyers that they responded to the grand jury report. And they're basically saying that, you know, denying that the DEP is culpable at all, that this, all the testimony that the grand jury heard was hearsay, that it was, you know, things that happened 10 years ago and it can't be trusted. But the DEP also sent out a statement, a very long statement, actually, basically pointing the finger at the Corbett administration, saying that, you know, a lot of this happened under Corbett, that there was this, you know, philosophical resistance under Corbett. There definitely seems to be sort of two different avenues of defense, like from lawyers at DEP are saying, you know, are dismissing this testimony as invalid, but yet the PR arm of DEP is saying, well, all of this happened under Corbett, and when we came in, we changed everything.
Susan Phillips of WHYY and the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier report for State Impact Pennsylvania. There's more on the Attorney General's report at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.